It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, as America's consumers are experiencing a lack of products available and in some cases empty shelves in stores due to a backlog of container ships bringing goods from around the world, everyone is discovering just how much the loss of industries in America is affecting America's consumers and our workers. For many years, we purchased products with well-known brand names without even noticing that they were no longer made in the United States. Naturally, corporate executives in boardrooms looked for the best way to make more profit, so they outsourced production to foreign countries to increase profits for themselves and their investors. As we witness the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic, we find it's time that America's leadership, elected business and labor, take action to make it worthwhile to expand businesses in the United States and restore jobs and job skills for Americans rather than continuing to outsource such a large amount of manufacturing to foreign countries. For two centuries, the product supply chain in the United States involved shipping American-made products from one area of the country to the other area of the country. Today, up to 80% of the products are imported from foreign countries, and it's time for us to return to no less than 50% of the products we purchase being made in America again. And in fact, in the new age of a global economy, we should plan to ship more of what we make in America to foreign countries. It's our time to make change happen. Let's all work together so our mission can be accomplished. Thanks for supporting the Buy American Made campaign and for spreading the word to others and for spending more of your dollars on American Made and helping American workers. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.